This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. It's a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. Because of his support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, Germany's ambassador has been expelled from Venezuela. Ambassador Daniel Kriener had been given 48 hours to leave for what the government, loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, characterized as meddling in Venezuela's political affairs. Meanwhile, as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, State Department admits that the U.S. envoy for Venezuela was pranked by a Russian comedian who actually pretended to be a Swiss official asking about military action.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams was caught on tape, ruling out the possibility of U.S. military action in Venezuela unless that government did something crazy like attack the American embassy, but admitting to keeping the idea on the table to make the Venezuelan military nervous. A recording was made by two Russian comedians known for prank calls, one of them posing as a Swiss dignitary and Abrams speaking freely about the situation. The State Department says it's well aware of the prank and blames it on Russia's propaganda playbook and the lengths Moscow will go to prop up the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China has confirmed that it has suspended the clearance of canola imports from Canadian agribusiness Richardson International. The foreign ministry said that it discovered pests in samples of canola imports from Canada. This is VOA News. Martha McSally, the United States' first female fighter pilot in combat, now a U.S. senator, said during a hearing on Wednesday that she was raped by a superior in the Air Force. She said she didn't report the assault because, like many other victims, she did not trust the system. Years later, she said she spoke up about the attack and was appalled at the way the military hierarchy handled her news. McSally said the experience galvanized her resolve to advocate for sexual assault victims in the military, using her legislative position to work for change. U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testified Wednesday for a fourth time before a congressional panel. This continues to answer questions about his decades-long role as Mr. Trump's fixer. Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says they were able to cover a lot of ground with the president's former attorney.
I think the members found it an enormously productive session. We're very grateful for the time. It went on, obviously, a lot longer than anticipated. We expected we would have one day of testimony, but there was more than enough questions for him to last well through a second day.
Cohen once said that he would take a bullet for Mr. Trump, but as Cohen has turned against the president, lawmakers are probing his role and possibly helping Mr. Trump become the country's 45th president. The United States imported more goods than ever last year, boosting the country's merchandise trade deficit with other countries to a record $891.3 billion. That's despite President Trump's protectionist trade policies aimed at cutting the gap. Sam Stovall is with the CFRA Research.
His thought was that we're going to see a reduction in the deficit, we're going to see a strengthening in the U.S. dollar, et cetera. But obviously, he can't anticipate what business leaders are likely to do.
The trade deficit is the difference between what Americans sell to trading partners and what they actually buy from suppliers overseas. Experts say a large trade deficit could actually hurt the economy. A decision by President Trump to drop a requirement to report civilian casualties from U.S. intelligence operations is being criticized. More from AP's Mike Gracia.
An Obama-era executive order requiring the reporting of civilian casualties from U.S. intelligence operations in non-combat areas has been revoked by President Donald Trump. A spokesman for the White House National Security Council, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the Obama requirements distract our intelligence professionals from their primary mission. But Hina Shamsi, director of the American Civil Liberties Union's National Security Project, calls the decision deeply wrong and dangerous for public accountability. Representative Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says there's no justification for the decision. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.